6:42 now on the Friday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News, and I think Christine may have found her soulmate.
I am so in love right now.
You are in love right now.
Forget bachelor auctions. I'm just going to hang out at the zoo.
And not with Andrew Jacobs, who is one of the education and community education folks here at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens. But Andrew, who are you holding?
Right now I'm holding Hamba. He's a rescue gopher tortoise. He's estimated to be about 28 years old. He helps me go out to schools and nursing homes to teach people all about our local Florida wildlife, this beautiful gopher tortoise. They're really important animals. They dig tunnels that lots of other native Florida species use for their homes. So they actually can provide homes for over 300 different species.
Wow. You said schools and then you said nursing homes, and I didn't think of that. Like, I just anticipate you all go to schools, but you're going out deeper into the community. Why is that?
Well, we just want to make sure the Jacksonville Zoo is accessible to people who might not be able to come to us, people with mobility issues, people who have transportation troubles. It's really important for us to go out to preschools, nursing homes, anywhere where it's much, much harder for people to get out to see us. I was just at a nursing home earlier this week, and the residents loved meeting a few of our lizards. They met a chinchilla, all sorts of fun little animals, and the residents' eyes just lit up. We have a lot of people who are new to Jacksonville. This is their place where they came to retire, and it's amazing how much support we have for the zoo from people who may have never been able to come in person themselves.
What does that give you when you see that?
Gives me so much joy. It makes me really appreciate my job and what I can do to just be a part of the greater Jacksonville community. I love reaching out and just making those connections with people. It really warms my heart.
Can we go back to my love now?
Yeah, okay. Go.
I'm sorry. Hamba is a very special turtle, and he's missing some toes.
He is. So Hamba, one of the reasons he stays here at the zoo is he's missing all but one toe. And gopher tortoises need those strong toenails to help them dig their burrows. Without those toes, they just really can't do what they need to out in nature. So we're sad he lost those toes, but we're happy he can be here and be such a great ambassador for his species.
And do we know how he lost his toes?
We don't know for sure. There's a couple ideas floating around, but since we don't know for sure, I don't really want to necessarily share that out.
Yeah. Okay. But we think it was a natural.
It was something that happened out in nature before he came to us.
Okay.
But he still has the instinct, because I'm seeing him move. Like, is that part of the instinct that he has to dig?
Yep. So part of it is because I'm holding him right now. He's a 28-year-old animal. When I was 28, I didn't want people holding me like a baby. So he would much rather be on the ground walking around exploring on his own. But that doesn't make for as good radio, so he's going to hang out with me.
Do their years equate to human years?
Roughly. A gopher tortoise average lifespan is 50 to 60 years, so a little shorter than a lot of people these days, but it's comparable.
I love it.
I love him. I am so in love. I may never leave.
Yeah.
So I was asking you when we were off the air, if you find a turtle on the side of the road, because I admit I'm that weird, annoying person who, if I see a turtle on the side of the road, I will pull over, pick it up, and move it to where I think it needs to go. But that might not be where it really needs to go. A, is that a good thing to do or not a good thing to do?
Well, we would never call that weird or annoying here at the zoo. We love people like you.
Okay.
What we do recommend is if you see a turtle crossing the road is to, first of all, take care of yourself. You can't help the animal if you don't watch out for yourself. And be sure you take the animal in the direction it's pointing. So if you turn a turtle around, put it a little bit back off the side of the road and leave, as soon as you leave, it's going to turn right back around, go where it wants to go. They're very stubborn animals. And they have some reason for going that way. They may be looking for mates or food or water. They have some reason for crossing that road. The biggest thing not to do is to drive them a few miles and then let them go, because that's like dropping you in another country for them. Mm-hmm. It's quite a distance. It can take them a while to get oriented. So you do just want to be careful with that. And also be sure you know what species you're picking up. If it's a gopher tortoise, they're relatively easy. Their necks aren't very long. They can't reach your hands from the side of their shell. But snapping turtles or soft-shell turtles have much longer necks, and you could get an unintentional bite if you're not sure what you're picking up.
Okay, so like the other day, there were two turtles, one a smaller one and one a larger one, and the smaller one was facing toward the road, and the bigger one was facing in the other direction. So I picked up the big turtle and moved it where it was going, and the little one I turned around and put in that direction also. That was probably a mistake.
not necessarily a mistake, but he probably will just turn around and go back in that direction eventually, unless he was discouraged enough with the movement.
But. Okay. And another rehab question. So I found another turtle that was hit by something and the shell was cracked. I brought it to a rehabber. We believe it died on the way to the rehabber. Is that the thing to do, is to bring it to a rehabber?
Yes. If you find a turtle who has a very serious injury, it's always good to call a rehabber. If you're at one of our parks, call someone with the park service, and they can get in touch with someone they know and trust to help those animals out. And turtle shell cracks, it just depends on how deep the crack is. If it's surface layer, it can heal on its own. But if it gets down into the bone, that's when it's more of a problem.
Okay.
How major of a future, I guess, do you see for with the community outreach? I mean, that is part of the future of the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens. If you're not into the schools, then there aren't future fans coming to the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens on a regular basis.
I see a lot of growth in us getting out into the community. Just in my time here, we've more than tripled the number of programs we do out in the community. I've been here for about 8 years, and just helping this program grow has been a passion of mine. I do about 90% of our outreaches into the community, and the rest of the education team helps me when I'm double booked.
Do you have a favorite that you take out into the community?
Ooh, a favorite animal to take out into the community?
Uh-oh, you're causing trouble.
I mean, they're like our kids. Like, they're all our favorites, right?
Right, so Hamba, cover your ears, but one of my favorite animals, we have an Amazon parrot named Gomez, who is very vocal, very exciting, a whole lot of fun. He's always very popular, and he really likes old ladies with gray hair. We don't know why, but when we take him to the nursing home, he just gets so excited. So he is one of our absolute favorites.
Which one do the kids like the most?
You know, it's not what you would expect. When I tell teachers what animals I'm bringing, sometimes it's like, oh, it's just a turtle, it's just this. We have some Florida ivory millipedes we bring out. Very big, lots of little moving legs. Kids love the motion in the legs. They think they're fascinating. Teachers not always so much, but the kids love them.
Do they bite?
Oh, no. They have very small mouths. They're what we call detritivores. They only eat dead little bits of plants.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, and kids also love frogs. We bring frogs out into the school, and our Australian tree frogs we bring out there are incredibly popular. Mm-hmm.
So if I'm a teacher listening right now, how do I connect with y'all to try to get an animal in and bring you into the school system?
So the best way to reach out to us, if you go on the Jacksonville Zoo's webpage, under our Learn section, you can find the tab for outreaches, and there's a request form there where you can tell me what days you're looking for, what times you're looking for, and I can let you know if we can fit you into our calendar.
Are you all backed up all the time? Like, is there a huge demand?
Our biggest demand is in April and May for schools, and then all summer long for summer camps. Yeah. We do summer camps from Georgia down through Central Florida. We go every which way.
Love it. Andrew Jacobs, who is part of the community education team here at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens. Thank you for swinging by. We're going to get some video of some of the other animals that you brought. What else did you bring, by the way? Just mention it on the radio, but we'll grab some video and put it up on Instagram and Facebook.
So because it's so cold this morning, we brought some of our native Florida animals out here. And the other one I brought is a Florida box turtle.
Oh, look at that little guy.
This is a girl.
Oh, girl, sorry.
40, and so she's menopausal.
And you can actually tell from looking at a box turtle if they're a boy or a girl. The girls have flat bottoms to their shells. The boys curve up in the middle, and that's to help them associate with the girls a little better.
Very nice way of putting it.
That was your child
educator.
You've
practiced that one before. I like that. You've used that one before. Andrew, thank you for what you do in the community. We'll grab some more video of this and put it up on social media. And I love the fact that he's wearing a polo shirt and we're all in five layers. But you're a Michigan guy, right?
Michigan guy, Chicago guy. Yeah, my family would be very disappointed if I had a jacket on in this temperature.
Yeah. Resident of the zoo for 40 years, the box turtle.
Wow. The box turtle is a resident of the zoo
She's
for 40 years.
She's been here for 40 years. She was another wild rescue, so we don't know exactly how old she is.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Incredible. Well, you can see Andrew Jacobs and the rest of the community education team if you contact the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens and have them come to your school or to a nursing home or community organization of some kind. And when you visit the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens, make a visit maybe this weekend for Spooktacular or in the coming weeks before the end of the year. Makes a great gift to become a member over the holiday season, perhaps. Jacksonville's Morning News continues at 6.